Jonah Yellowman, thanks for talking to us. The Bears Ears National Monument, where we're standing right now, got designated a few months ago by President Obama. A few months later, are there things that you're still concerned about with the land management?
For us, you know, it's our voice is being heard, and first time Native did something together, you know, different tribes, right alongside, you know, people are kind of opposing, saying that we did the wrong thing. We went through and did everything according to the protocols, I guess you might say. If you do researches and how the laws and all that is set in place as a national monument, it has its own way of being set up in their own way. Hmm. And like Yellowstone or different places. Mm-hmm. But us over here, you know, we went and asked questions if it's okay for natives to put his own idea into it. Then they said, yeah, you can do that. So that's how we as tribes got together and we made this proposal to where, how we want this to be set up. Mm. It's our ancestral land. So we want to use it, continue to use it like we always have. So that's how we put our wordings in. That's the way it's set up.
So that sounds different than how other monuments have been managed.
Yeah, it's made by Native Voice, Bears Ears National Monument. It's under, you know, different tribes, the way they look at it. It's our everyday life. It's our prayers. It pertains to our ceremonies, what we do out here when we gather, when we do our ceremonial purposes. You know, it pertains to all that. We don't separate like Sunday for one purpose over here, and then democracy stuff over here, and things like that. It's our everyday life. We say what we're going to do today, and we live that life.
More and more people are going to know about this monument. And some people are worried that too many people will come, and that'll hurt the environment. What do you think about that?
I think the more people find out that our word is being acknowledged, I think they're going to have a little more respect for Native. And I think they'll have a lot of respect for what they're saying, that people will just run over here and trash everything. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think they're going to honor us if they understand that's what we're saying. That's the way I look at it.
With Donald Trump as president, a lot of people are asking him to undo the monument. What would you say about that?
I would say one day, you don't know, you know, maybe him himself, you know, might come down and wants to camp out and enjoy himself.
You think so?
You never know. He's human just like anybody else. He has feelings too. So for him, I want him to come down and camp out over here, enjoy. And all the people that works with him, I want him to look at it like that, you know. There's other lands way out there here. Why are you attacking this land here?
Really far, like generations into the future, how do you hope this land will look?
Like it is today. Like the way you see it right now, that's what I want it to see. Our little ones, our grandchildren, when they grow up, they'll be telling their grandchildren, look at this, you know, one of a kind. Native, our people did this. Bears Ears National Monument. That's what I want them to. That's what I want.
Jonah Yellowman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.